Swing Ring.
You found it.
You found it.
You found it.
You found it.
Episode two.
Hi, we're back. I'm Allie, and this is John, and we're Swinger Cast, and we've got episode two coming up for you.
We based it on several emails.
Yes, we did.
Several people have written to us asking us to talk more about, our first time, and so...
And swinger issues, and
we've gotten emails from people who are just curious to people who have just been doing this for a long time, I guess. So.
Yeah, and it's great. So keep the emails coming, and keep the suggestions rolling in, and...
Tell them where they can email you.
Allie@swingercast.com, A-L-L-I-E.
And enjoy this second episode. It's about our first time at a club.
There was a long time ago where one time we went out with this friends of ours, and we all had sex just with each other, didn't even touch anybody else, and we had sex on a boat underneath a blanket. We couldn't even see them. They couldn't see us, but we knew they were having sex. And
that was a long time ago. Yeah, that was like in college.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. We didn't just... We worked our way up to it. At one point, we were probably we were shy. We were, you know.
But when we decided to go, the first club that we went to, that was
the first club that we went to.
Yeah, don't say the name, even though it's not around anymore.
No, but we were so we had to have an icebreaker. So what did we do?
We didn't know how. We were like, okay, how do we get our clothes off or get to the? We wanted to be comfortable. We didn't want to stick out like sore thumbs or whatever. So we're like, okay, how can we get our clothes off, gradually? And then I said, let's play some darts. And so we ended up playing strip darts and standing there at the dartboard and that was a good icebreaker because some people came over and they were laughing. And
yeah, we
were,
met some people.
We were gradually taking our clothes off with the dart game.
Yeah, I would like to do that again, actually.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Strip darts. Yeah, but that like broke the ice and got us feeling a little less,
So how did it work? How do you play strip darts?
I can't remember.
We made it up. It was our game we made up.
I know.
I think we played like cricket we played cricket, but you just had to get one number instead of getting three. And the way you play cricket is you hit 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and bullseye. When you threw the dart, if you got one of those numbers, your partner had to remove one item of clothing.
Right, yeah. We did a short version.
And then I won.
Did you?
Yep. Okay. I remember.
Because I'm standing there naked, and the guy with the cowboy hat kept coming by and staring at me. He was like the security guard of the place.
Yeah.
He was funny. I'm standing there. Yeah. But anyway, and then we went from the darts to the
dance floor.
We were at the dance floor first, then we go to the darts.
Oh yeah.
And then because we wanted to work our way back to the play area, but we didn't know how to do it, you know. And so that got our clothes off, and then we went to the hot tub. That's right.
Yeah.
And then we worked our way back to the play area, and then we saw the swing. We'd never seen a swing before. And we got on the swing. I got on the swing, and you were eating me out on... Oh, I hate that word again. You were going down on me. And on the swing, and some people were watching. And that guy with the cowboy hat again, standing in the door watching.
Right.
And I don't know...
But we didn't do anything with anybody else. We just had sex with
each other. Right, right. And then I remember that time from the swing, we went into the room. And there was this really good-looking couple next to us. And... She was on. You were fucking me, and I was, and she was fucking him on top of him, and he was looking at me, and we were both being fucked, and we were both like looking at each other in the eyes. I just remember that was pretty erotic. I'll always remember that. Just like simple things like that. Just a turn on.
That was a big turn on.
That was a turn on for me. Yeah. And then
you messed around with me. Messing with my head, because at one point we were in this little cubicle,
okay,
and I kind of at the end of the night, after we had a long session of
we kept coming back and playing around and going back to the hot tub and talking with some people, and
then we ended up in this little small room together, and then I dozed off. That's the only time I ever have like those stop. Yeah, and I never did it again. Because you were like, you messed with me. When I woke up, like, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, you were like, oh, I've been down in the group room without you. And I was like, what?
You're like, oh, I wanted you to think you missed out on something.
Yeah.
Like, so you've never, and you haven't fallen asleep since then.
Nope.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah. John, this is Allie.
That was our
little bit about our first time at a club. But before, you know, we've had a very trusting relationship.
And I think that's important too. You have to be in a trusting, committed relationship. This is not for everybody.
Right. But if you are, and...
But the show is.
The show is. But I think the best thing to do is, if you want to go out for the first time, is, you know, just take it slow and know your boundaries and always know that no means no and just feel comfortable. You don't have to just dive in. You can just take it easy, and everything's okay. Actually,
and you know what? If it is your first time and you're thinking about going to a club, go to the club. They'll give you a tour. You decide for yourself if you want to stay and play, or just watch, or whatever.
Or you can just dance. I mean, just the whole atmosphere of the place is enough fun for the first time.
It's fun
time.
People,
And like on our first time, we didn't mess around with any other couples.
No, we just have fun with each other.
And that's how it is sometimes too when you go to clubs.
And where else can you go and have like a great time dancing and drinking? And then, you know, if you want to play around with your partner, you know. You get kicked out of most nightclubs for just
the thought of it. No, but I know that first time. I don't know if I ever told you this or not, but I was like thinking or worried a little, like, what's going to happen if we live out our fantasies, you know? What's going to happen if we live out our fantasies?
We have no more left.
Are we going to run out of fantasies? And what's going to happen? You know, I was secretly thought about that before the first time. I don't know if I ever told you. No, absolutely not. And it just makes the fantasies... just being able to really visualize it because you've done it, I guess. I mean, it makes sure.
And some of them we've done multiple times.
Yeah. But that, I mean, I was really worried about that before we first started going into it. Isn't that silly? It seems silly, but it.
No, it's not silly. It's
but
valid.
that was one of my concerns. Like, anyway. That's enough about that.
In this next little segment, this is our New Year's party. We're on our way to a club. This is us on the way.
Happy New Year! We're on our way to a club. We're excited. It's going to be a huge New Year's Eve bash.
We've never been here for New Year's before.
Never been on a crowded...
We've been to Halloween. We've been to a couple of times where it's been a holiday party, but never New Year's Eve. The theme is Dress to Impress,
I guess. And they're going to be giving away some trips, too.
They're going to be giving away some trips and some other prizes and things, I think. So that'll be cool.
Excited.
We're almost there.
Gosh,
it's foggy.
We are driving
through the fog for our listeners.
Jeez.
Risking life and limb. All for you. This is not for us at all. So it's New Year's Eve and we're going out. And I'm wondering, you know, we always kiss at midnight. We'll still kiss. I'm sure we'll kiss at midnight, but I think I see where
you're going with it.
I wonder what it's going to be like. If everybody's going to be like...
I think everybody's going to run to the play area
at like
at
stroke
12:01.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they'll already be back there.
It'll
who knows?
Probably be booked up.
What do you think? What's your bet? Where's your money?
Okay. I think that everybody's going to be at the dance floor and it's going to somehow strike 12. We want to kiss and make out on the dance floor, and then they're going to mad dash to the playroom.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I Bachelorette. But there will be those that will already be back there. I wish I could be in two places at once so I could see, like,
I know
what the vibe is, you know, like, like at midnight, you know, everybody's got to kind of stop, and I don't know, or maybe they don't stop, I don't know.
We'll see. We will see.
Fast forward 8 hours, John and Allie back at the hotel.
The place was packed when we got there.
There were so many people there.
And they had, I mean, everyone was dressed, everyone looked great. It was fun on the dance floor. I mean, even though the dance floor was crowded.
That was the funnest to me, it was just dancing.
It was a blast. Everybody's bodies were just kind of...
You were mushed together.
And then one girl
took her top off and danced with you.
She was pushing her body up against mine, and you were behind me, and then this couple.
You were sandwiched in.
And when another couple was watching you. It was more than a sandwich because it was on both ends and on the side there too. So it would be like a
sandwich
with a little hat on it. No. But it was fun. I mean, everybody was dancing, and they were playing really good songs this time.
So we decided, kind of...
Right at, quarter till.
Right before it told midnight.
We're like, oh, okay, well, let's go, because they made an announcement that they were going to have some televisions around in the play area showing the countdown. And so... We're like, okay, let's just go up there to the new area and get there and beat the crowd.
I think that's the first time we were having sex at midnight on New Year's. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was fun.
There was like 4 or 5 other couples up in that room.
Yeah.
And they
Did you hear that one lady?
She didn't even know.
It was midnight.
She was, because I blew the horn.
And we were blowing our horns.
Fucking and blowing our horns at the same time.
Yeah, we were screwing and blowing our horns at the same time. But that guy across the room literally did blow his horn, and he came exactly at midnight, and his girl was flipping out that he did that. Did you catch all that?
Yeah.
She's like, did you know? Because she didn't know. She was all in the heat of the moment. She didn't know it was midnight, 10:30.
I thought she was mad that they weren't downstairs.
No, she was having a great time. She was laughing about it. She was cracking up that he...
Yeah, I missed
that one. That he came exactly at midnight. It was pretty funny.
So, Ben, we're messing around a little here, and this couple...
Fully clothed,
with shoes and all. Sit down. They just sit right down. And they just sit there.
And they take up a whole big part of the...
And the mass crowds start coming to the playroom and up the stairs. And they're just sitting there, watching, sitting there. And that is a big swinger party foul. If you're gonna just watch, you stand up, stand in the corner. You don't plop down on a bed and take up the space, okay?
Right.
That's just not cool.
It's like going to a gym and sitting down on the workout bench while people are trying to exercise.
And watching them exercise.
Just watching them. You want to watch.
That is so funny. Yeah.
If you want to watch... Go to the back part of the gym and
watch. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. No worries. Last night I saw one girl get really mad at a guy in the hallway. We were in the hallway before you go back to the group rooms. And he was wanting to go back, and she was definitely not wanting any part of going back there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and she turned her back on him, and she said, either you go in there or I'm leaving. And she turned around and walked off.
Well, good for her. Good for her, because, I mean, women have the power. I thought it was funny when we first walked in, and they stamped you, and I held my arm out to get stamped, and the guy said, oh, you don't need a stamp, honey, this is your club. I love that. That was good. But that's good for the woman. I mean, it is her, it is, you know, she didn't want to feel comfortable going back there. Please don't go back there. You don't feel comfortable, and if you're with a spouse who doesn't feel comfortable, don't force them back there. That's really bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Just,
you know, listen.
Just have a good time on the dance floor and flirt.
Really. There's plenty of good time to be had, even if you don't go back to the playroom.
Allie, so there's a lot of girls in there making a lot of noise. Is it all real?
I would say most of them are faking it.
Really?
Oh, yes. But you guys love it. You love it. I knew you guys love it. Like that girl that was next to me. She was totally, you know, over-exaggerating. And I can say it. I'll say it. But you guys... They do it because they think that you guys, they're trying to please you guys.
Well, it works.
It does. But I'm telling you the truth. I mean, some of the ones that were making those noises, and you know that.
I do know it.
Remember the time we were at that resort and we were in the playroom and that woman, I mean, she was like screaming at the top of her lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
She was like...
I thought she won the lottery.
I don't even want to do it because we'll wake up everybody in this hotel as loud as she was screaming. And it was like... We couldn't even have sex because we were cracking up on it, you know, because she was screaming so loud. It was like...
You found it. You found
it. You found it.
You found it. You found it. You keep it. You keep it. You keep it.
You know
it. You know it. You got it.
You got yeah.
Yeah, like
that. Oh, my God. But like, megafy that to...
Like that. I would have to put them into categories. There's the speakers... And the screamers.
Yeah.
There's some that just scream, and they just make like little whimpering noises, you know.
See, you get up.
I'm pretty good. I could do it.
That was good. See,
like
you can
that.
Do it.
And then there's the others that are more, you know, with the vocal, you know, the vocal, the speakers.
Give it to me, baby. Yeah.
Give it to me. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh shit. Like that. What? Why are you shushing me?
I'm shushing you because
that's
we're in
my
a
example.
Hotel.
Well, they'll just think I'm some...
It's 5 in the morning and you're making all these loud
They'll think
sex
I'm
noises.
A horsey lesbian or something. I don't know. Well, sometimes you make noises.
But...
Are those real?
Yeah, they are. Because I don't make them unless they're real. Because I don't... But there are girls that do...
I make noises.
Fake the noises.
My noises are real.
And there's some that fake. I think they amplify it, but I think it's because of you guys. They want to please you guys. And it does. It turns you guys on. And it turns them on to turn you guys on. So just be real, baby. Just be real. But if that turns you on... You go right ahead and make your noises, because that's all right.
Yeah, the noises are okay by us guys.
To each his own. I know, the guys love the noises. We know that. It's established. The guys love the noises.
But do the girls like the noises from the guys? Like,
I don't know.
If a guy's going down on you.
I like a little bit, but not like, it wouldn't be. If a guy started making all of these...
Oh, my God, your pussy tastes so sweet.
Stop.
Oh, my God, this is the best.
John, you're in a hotel.
Yeah, we're in a hotel. We gotta behave.
Behave.
But that would be funny. I'm going to do that the next time we're with you.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
This
John,
is the
keep
best
your voice down.
Tasted pussy I've ever had.
No. You're sick. You're sick sense of humor.
That would be funny. This is so
yummy,
sweet.
Yummy,
yum, yum, yum. vocalizer. That's the
male vocalizer. That's the vocalizer. That would be a
or
funny
you could have the screamer too, you know.
The male screamer.
The male screamer.
Something
in the morning. Whatever. That would be funny, though.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
But that is a funny little a character. The male.
The male screamer.
Or the male mm-hmm. talker.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a funny little.
Yeah, I'm going down on you right now. Uh-huh. I'm tasting all this. Yes, I am. It is so. I'm drinking it in. Uh-huh. I'm drinking you. I'm drinking you.
Stop it. Okay, I'm turning on the TV.
Oh, I'm going to do that the next time we're in the club.
No, I'm not going with you then.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it with some other girl.
No. That was.
How's that for an icebreaker?
Oh, John. Well, he didn't get us kicked out of the hotel, but if you are in a swinger club one night and you hear some guy screaming or talking, you'll know who it is.
It might just be John and Allie.
You will know who it is.
Oh, but you know, we're getting ready to wrap up the show, but I have a big favor to ask those of you that are still listening is if you enjoy this show, please email us. But also importantly, if you go to a club, I don't know where you are in the United States, in the world, but if you go to a club, email a link to our show, swingercast.com, to the club where you go so that we can keep this thing going.
Yeah.
We're doing this all on our own. We know we're not asking for any money or anything like that.
Time.
We think we can continue to do this if we get enough people listening. So those of you that are listening to the first episode and now we're on episode two, please, it's really important if you could go to podcastalley.com and vote for our show or Podcast Pickle. And it's sitting there right now and there's no reviews or anything just because there's over, 5,000 podcasts on those sites.
Really?
So we need to get ourselves up in the rankings so that we can more people will know about our show and hopefully we can, keep doing this.
Okay. I don't know about all that.
Learning. That's really important. Go to Podcast Alley or Podcast Pickle and vote for our show, review our show, positive or negative. We don't care. Please, it really would help us and it really would be great if you could just take a minute to email the webmaster or the owners of whatever swinger or lifestyle club that you go to. And in next episodes coming up, we'd like to do some other things too. We'd like to do some interviews with some other swingers and also interview some club owners and bring you more of the sounds and fun of the lifestyle. So thank you all very much for listening. And
hope you enjoyed it.
Episode 3 is on the way.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, remember last night at the end when we were just kind of kicking back with that other couple? And she said to me, look at all the guys' butts. Look around. They've all got glitter all over them. Sure enough, all the guys' butts had glitter on them. They were at the jail.